AI. So here's something that should probably make every middle manager in America a little nervous. The hottest thing in AI right now isn't a chatbot, it's not an image generator, it's an AI that just does your job end to end. While you're in a meeting about the meeting, welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host, let's get into it. All right, story number one. The agentic AI moment is here and it is being led by three startups that are quietly becoming some of the most valuable companies you've never heard of. Let me set the scene. AI. For the last 2 years, AI meant you type something, it types something back. That was the whole deal. But something shifted. Enterprises, the big boring Fortune 500 types, started asking a different question. Not can AI answer questions, but can AI actually do things? And three companies stepped up with a very loud yes. First, there's Sierra. Sierra built AI agents for customer service, and I know what you're thinking, another chatbot company, but here's where it gets interesting. Sierra isn't selling a chatbot, it's selling an agent that completes transactions. AI, not here's your tracking number, have a nice day. More like the customer calls, the issue gets resolved, the refund gets processed, the ticket gets closed, done, no human touched it, and they're pricing based on outcomes, not seats. That's a big deal. That's them saying, we're so confident this works, we'll charge you when it works. Then there's Harvey. Harvey is doing the same thing, but for lawyers. Legal AI for drafting contract review research. The stuff that junior associates bill $300 an hour to do slowly. Harvey is doing it fast. AI, and in a field where one wrong word in a contract can cost millions. The fact that they've gotten law firms to actually trust this, that's not a small thing. That's a massive trust unlock. And then there's Cognition, AI, the people behind Devin. Devin is a coding agent, not a coding assistant, an agent. It lives inside your actual development environment. It connects to GitHub, Slack, your CI/CD pipelines. You can throw it a backlog item and walk away. Multiple Devins can run in parallel. And honestly, AI, I think this one might be the most disruptive of the three because software engineers are expensive and there are never enough of them. And here's something that can clear a backlog while everyone's asleep. The takeaway from story one is this. Vertical AI is winning, not general purpose, do everything agents. Specific, deep, reliable agents that know one domain really well, legal support code. That's where the money is going, and that's where the trust is being built. AI. But here's the thing, while everyone was getting excited about these flashy startups, something else was happening quietly in the background. The big players were making their moves, and the move they're making is infrastructure. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia. None of them are building the sexy vertical agent. They're building the roads those agents drive on. Microsoft is embedding agents inside the productivity tools you already use. Teams, Outlook, Copilot, Google is pushing agentic capabilities through its cloud products. AI. Amazon and Nvidia are handling the compute layer because none of this works without serious horsepower underneath. And OpenAI and Anthropic are becoming the reasoning engines that everyone else plugs into. And if you're thinking, wait, doesn't that mean the big guys always win? Here's the nuance. They might win the infrastructure, but the startups are winning the trust because trust in AI right now is vertical. A lawyer trusts Harvey because it speaks legal. A support manager trusts Sierra because it understands their specific workflows. AI, a generic Microsoft Copilot that does everything is useful, but it's not the same as a specialist. There's also a really honest conversation happening in the background here, and I want to give it credit on Reddit, in developer communities, in enterprise procurement meetings. People are asking, are these things actually autonomous agents, or are they just really good workflow automations dressed up in AI clothing? And honestly, that's a fair question. AI, a lot of what's being sold as agentic AI is under the hood, a very sophisticated series of if-then rules with a language model sprinkled on top. That doesn't mean it's not valuable, it just means the category is getting crowded, the hype is real, and buyers are getting smarter. The companies that survive this will be the ones that can show you a number, not a demo, a number. Tickets deflected, hours saved, revenue recovered, that's the bar. Quick hits before we go. AI UI path, the robotic process automation company that everyone thought was getting disrupted, just leaned into AI agents and is now positioning itself as an orchestration platform. which is a very smart pivot. Core AI is out here with 300 pre-built agents and 250 enterprise integrations, which is either impressive or overwhelming, depending on how you feel about enterprise software. And someone on Reddit pointed out that the fastest growing AI companies right now aren't the ones building the smartest AI, they're the ones building the most boring, reliable, audible AI, which honestly tracks. Here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. We are in the middle of a shift from AI as a tool you use to AI as a colleague that acts. That shift is exciting and a little unsettling and very, very real. The winners won't be the ones with the most impressive demos. They'll be the ones enterprises actually trust to do things without supervision. Reliability is the new intelligence. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.